morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. Starting off in Major League Baseball, the Cincinnati Reds for a while looked like they were going to win Game 2 of the Ohio Cup against the Cleveland Indians until the seventh inning when they turned to their bullpen, promptly giving up a two-run lead, ultimately to lose the game by a score of 4-2. The Reds are now up in Cleveland to continue the series tonight against the Indians. That game set with a first pitch at 7:10. We head south now down to the bubble in Orlando for the NBA yesterday. The Indiana Pacers continue to win in the bubble. They defeat the Orlando Magic 120-109. Pacers are back in action tomorrow against the Sun. I'll have more on that for you tomorrow morning. Heading over now to the NHL in Edmonton. The Nashville Predators level the series against the Arizona Coyotes. Predators win yesterday's game by a score of 4-2. That best-of-five series is now leveled at one apiece. And for the Columbus Blue Jacket fans among us, after looking extremely impressive in their win against the Maple Leafs the other night, they couldn't get the same kind of magic last night as they lose to the Maple Leafs 3-0. That series in the East is now tied at one apiece. In college football yesterday, it was announced that the SEC has pushed back its first allowable practice for football. Now that change comes as the conference approved that 10-game conference-only football schedule last week. Schools will be allowed up to 14 hours per week of strength and conditioning, meetings, and walkthroughs. Schools will be required to provide a 5-day acclimation period with 2 days in helmets only, 2 days in shells, and then the 5th day in full pads. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1936, once again at the Berlin Olympics, Jesse Owens wins the 200-meter, capturing his third gold medal of the Olympics. And that does it for your sports update on this Wednesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.